just practiced that and got wrong.
Mr. Sampson, just one second. We have a little bit of paperwork here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Sean Sampson, 237-569.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 5th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights.
Huh?
That form listed your hearing rights.
Yes.
One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Here is your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Represent myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We are authorized for a two-member panel this afternoon.
All right.
And you have the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'm the acting board chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Sampson and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Very good. Mr. Sampson, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the third option of remaining silent or pleading the fifth is because, according to the warrant, you have a department report number from the Mesa Police Department, and which indicates that you may have a pending charge. So, because this hearing is recorded for the protection of your rights, we do give you the option to remain silent.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will now begin the hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse under criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five is demonstrated by your possession of a white crystalline substance on or about May 14, 2018. Mr. Sampson, is this true or false? Or do you wish to remain silent?
I wish to remain silent.
Okay. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by you being in possession of four syringes commonly used in ingesting prohibited substances on or about May 14, 2018. Mr. Sampson, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
True.
Okay. Based on your choice to remain silent for allegation number one, we still need to hear a summary of that offense. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we're going to hear from our community corrections officer, and we'll come back to you shortly for questions on allegation two. We'll come back to you shortly to vote on passing from phase one to phase two. Mr. Westby.
Neil Poe met with offender Sampson on May 11, 2018 at his place of employment and observed unusual behavior from the offender. During the visit on May 11, 2018, Sampson would not maintain any eye contact with his parole officer, had several scratch marks on his face, and the offender was unusually fidgety. On May 14, 2018, PO Poe, batch number 3272, observed offender Sampson, number 237569, at his place of residence instead of his place of employment. Frederick Sampson was on GPS supervision as he was released from prison without an approved placement. This officer arrived at the offender's location at the Starlight Motel, 2710 East Main Street, number 122, Mesa, Arizona, 85204. Ms. Peel Pogue arrived at the offender's motel room. Peel Pogue observed an adult male leave the offender's hotel room quickly. Peel Pogue approached the offender, who was standing outside of his motel room door. Peel Pogue observed the offender was fidgety and would alternate between sitting down in a chair outside of his motel room and standing up. Peel Pogue asked Sampson who the person was who left the room. The offender reported it was a guy who came to charge his cell phone. The offender was asked if he had used any drugs recently. Sampson verbally admitted to Peel Pogue he had used methamphetamine a few times recently. Peel Pogue asked Sampson if he had any drugs, alcohol, or anything else in his motel room. Sampson told Pogue, no, I don't. Peel Pogue, I don't know. My room was wide open last night. I was asleep because I wasn't feeling good. Peel Pogue then contacted Parole Supervisor Fleischman and Senior Parole Supervisor Peretta, informed them of what Peel Pogue had observed in the offender's statements. Parole Supervisor Fleischman informed Peel Pogue that Senior Parole Supervisor Peretta, Parole Officer Van Gundy, and Parole Officer Butcher were en route to this officer's location to assist with the room inspection. Offender Sampson was verbally informed by Peel Pogue he was being detained until a supervisor could arrive and speak with him. Sampson was placed in handcuffs and fully cooperated with all directives issued by this officer. Sampson sat inside of his motel room in a chair while Peel Pogue continued asking questions and inspected his motel room. Peel Pogue observed a silver-colored metallic container on the offender's table outside of his motel room. The container had some yellow tape on it. Peel Pogue opened the container and observed a gold-colored fidget spinner. Next to the fidget spinner, Peel Pogue observed a clear plastic baggie that was rolled up. Peel Pogue picked up the baggie and observed it had a white crystalline substance inside of it. Peel Pogue asked Sampson what was in the bag. Sampson told Peel Pogue it was, quote, dope. Peel Pogue took photos of the baggie containing the crystalline substance. Peel Pogue then asked Sampson if there was anything else. Sampson told Peel Pogue there may be needles somewhere and to be careful. Peel Pogue located a blue-colored towel that was bunched up on a dresser next to the offender's TV. As Peel Pogue picked up the towel, a blue-colored latex glove fell out of the towel that contained four syringes. The offender is not diabetic and had no medical reason to have syringes. Sampson told Peel Pogue that one of the syringes contained methamphetamine and was ready to use. Peel Pogue observed three unused syringes and one syringe that contained a clear liquidy substance. Sampson informed Peel Pogue that he injects methamphetamine, does not smoke it. From Peel Pogue's experience and training, items recovered were illegal narcotics, methamphetamine, and paraphernalia used to inject illegal substances. Peel Pogue contacted a Mesa PD non-emergency telephone number and requested Mesa PD's assistance with items recovered. Soon after, Mesa PD and other parole staff arrived at the Starlight Motel. Mesa PD officers Reyes, badge number 10295, and Palmer, 10326, were briefed on items located. Officer Reyes was shown items located. Officer Reyes then read the offender's Miranda rights. During questioning, the offender admitted the substance in the baggie found in his room was methamphetamine. Sampson also admitted the loaded syringe contained methamphetamine. All items were photographed by Peel Pogue. Mesa PD Officer Reyes informed Peel Pogue he would test the substance at the Mesa City Jail, and if the substance were illegal drugs, he would file charges for possession of dangerous drugs, felony. The offender was transported to Arizona State Prison Complex, Phoenix, Alhambra, on technical violations. Mesa PD Officer Palmer, badge number 10326, met with Officer Reyes, badge number 10295, at the Mesa City Jail. The white crystalline substance found in Sampson's room at the Starlight Motel in Mesa, Arizona, was field tested and tested positive for methamphetamine. Officer Reyes had filled long form charges for possession of dangerous drugs, felony, in Maricopa County, Arizona.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Sampson's admission for allegation number two, as well as the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1416 in allegation number one. I move to find Mr. Sampson delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
seconded by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Sampson, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
We're going to go ahead and move on to the second phase of the hearing. And at this time, I will point out that according to the information provided to us, you only have 17 days left of your prison sentence.
Yes, sir.
So the question is, do you wish to continue with this hearing or kill your number? And the reason why we ask you is there's a high probability that you wouldn't be released any sooner than July 8th, 2018, regardless of how we vote today. But this hearing is your right. So do you wish to move forward or kill your number?
No, I'll just go ahead and kill my number. I appreciate you guys hearing me, though.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make the motion to finish the hearing, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1416. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Sampson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Sampson, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released, at least on this current charge, on July 8th, 2018. We don't know what's going to happen with your pending charge, so I don't want to mislead you, but again, you are scheduled to release from this charge on July 8th, 2018. We do wish you the best in your return to the community. Please take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your safe return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr.